Blog Talk Radio.
Ain't no stopping us now.
vocabulary to others. You don't need to have a philosophical bent to grasp. There are three little words. We want to let the world know that these words describe what we mean and what we are determined to do about racial injustice. Is telling us to slow up. We can hear voices telling us to cool off. Our only answer in conversation turn must be that we have cooled off too long, and if we keep cooling off, we'll end up in a deep freeze. We must go on and say, no, what we are saying to this nation is that we want all of our rights. We want them here.
What your life can truly be. Shining star for you to see. What your life can truly be.
Once again, it is Friday night, and this is the Black Business Billionaires Network Club. And so much going on. A lot going on right now. Like usually, we have our economic stability session where we bring somebody in tonight. Mrs. Carol Smith, the Enigma, is coming on, and she's going to have programs, business opportunities, business funding, 100% funding, not out your pocket. Everything has a structure to it. Minister, I always get it confused. His name is Minister Mister. His real name is Mister, M-Y-S-T-E-R. Minister Mister Vince. And he's coming on with his finance program where you can matriculate your funding and get it to turn over. It's a good funding source. It's a good savings and funding program that he has. And it can take $20 and turn it into $100 if you work it right. The old saying, you can work for your money or your money could work for you. So much happening in the news these days. As you well know, in the politicking, there is so much going on. Censorships of congressmen and congresswomen and senators, U.S. senators. There's a lot of censorship going on. By the way, Mr. George Santos, Congressman George Santos from Long Island, he was suspended. They finally came to a conclusion. And not suspended. He got expelled from the Congress. From Congress, and he's out. He's out now. There you go. He's out. He's gone. I know there's a lot going on in Long Island, but my God, what a man that guy is. You know, I mean, his mother's not his mother. His father's not his father. He's a basketball player. He's a brain surgeon. You know, he's a congressional committee leader from Lincoln. We work along with President Lincoln, and he emancipated the slaves. He's just a wonderful man. I mean, you know, take a walk in his brain, you'll never get out, you know, tremendous things. Jamal Bowman, Mr. Jamal Bowman, whom I know from the Bronx, was a principal, is accused of letting off a fire alarm during a congressional session to stop it. It's videos. He said he was trying to get to the door and he made a mistake and hit the fire alarm. And, you know, he took all the complications that go with that. He pled guilty in state police custody and got arrested and went through a whole process. You know, and now they want to censure him. They want to get him out. They got the county executive, Mr. Lattimore, which I thought county executive, you go from county executive to governor, but he's going to run for the congressional seat of Jamal Bowman. And so they got him coming after Jamal's job. Jamal is considered one of the aggressive pack, I think they call them. And it's a group of congressional people, congressmen and U.S. senators, who are taking a different aggressive view. They're looking at things from a grassroots operations, and they have a different twist on Congress, the U.S. Senate, the House, and how things are running. And so that thing that's going that way. Mr. Mike Johnson, who has been elected a couple of weeks ago, I believe, weeks ago, a month ago, House Speaker, is having prayer. He's having prayer before each session, and people are complaining, the separation of church and state. He's taking a strong Christian, religious Christian, evangelical perspective on everything, and he's pushing the religious ideology on into the congression, to the congressional floor as a speaker by having his prayers before each session, and, you know, it's causing some chaos and some confusion because America believes in the separation of church and state, and can both of those things operate together? Can church and state operate together at the same time? Can church influence state? Can state influence church? And that's a question to be answered in the near future. So that's what's happening in the political scene. The world is in chaos. The world is in tremendous chaos. The little boy, I think he's 7 or 8 or 6 or something. They consider him a rapper. I don't consider a little child like that, 6, 7, 8 years old, rapping. But they consider him a rapper, and he's saying some very vulgar things out of his little mouth. He's saying the same thing that the big rappers say, you know, in terms of B and F and this and that and S and all these things this little child is saying. And apparently someone has given him a script or some lyrics to read, and he has he's not very talented, you know, at 6, 7, 8 years old. But he's saying vulgar things, and he's exciting a whole generation of people over his performance being so young. And he's saying things that Candace Owens is accusing the African-American community of participating in and causing this kind of behavior. And she says this is the problem with the African-American culture, the African-American community, little boy rapping and cursing. And I would remind her, I don't know anyone, very far few in between, African American, white American, blue American, Latin American, whatever. I don't know anyone that would encourage their little child to perform rap music with the vulgar language that this kid is using, and it just looks insidious. It looks, I hurt for the child because he's doing something someone is telling him to do, and he doesn't know the difference between a woman and a man and all these things, that all these sexual things that he's saying and these gangster things. This child do not know what he is saying. God forgive him, because he know not what he do. He don't know what he's saying. But already the pickings are picking, and the roosters are coming home to roost, and Candace Owens is out there saying that this is the problem with the African-American community. This child that's being out there saying all these vulgar things in this music, and, you know, she's accusing the community as a whole. I have grandchildren, great-great-grandchildren. I will not support none of my children. And I don't think none of my children, all eight of my children, I don't think none of them would assume that kind of position, whatever the money this little child is making. I do not know any parents that would, any African-American community that would encourage their children to listen to such vulgar and such demeaning and such antisocial. I feel for the child because he doesn't understand what these grown, the mother, the father, the grandmother, the grandparents. I fought the parents. I fought the family. I fought the industry. I fought the rappers who is pushing this little kid, 7, 8 years old, 6 or whatever he is. He looks very young to be performing and singing this vulgar music. I know no one. I'm going to stand up for the African-American community and say I do not know anyone who would encourage their little 6, 7, 8-year-old child, no matter what contract he signed and how much money he's making off this rap deal. I do not know. And if you know anybody, you let me know. I don't know anyone that would encourage their child, a little boy, 6, 7, 8 years old, do not know what he's saying, to be performing this rap music, saying these vulgar, nasty things out of his little mouth. He don't even know what he's saying. And the people that got him under the people that pushed him to these lyrics, the production company, the manager, the producers, his mother, his father, all should be put under the jail. Yes, I said it. Give me hate mail. Give me hate emails. Write me. Call me. My email is Reb, R-E-V, Ron, R-O-N, the number 11, @gmail.com. Reb, R-E-V, Robert Eddie Victor, Ron Only Nancy, the number 11, @gmail.com. My number is 914-913-2077, 914-913-2077. I'm the president of the African American Independence Day, the Black Billionaires Network Club, and several other corporations the globe. I will not be shut up. I will not be intimidated by your calls, by your emails, your hatred mail, and your hatred calls. When I said to you, this little boy has no business, and if I could talk to his parents, if I could talk to his parents, I would tell you he has no business at the age of 6, 7, or 8, or 9 be rapping the nasty, vulgar stuff that's coming out of his mouth, which he do not know what he's saying. He doesn't know the implications of the social conditionings of it and the antisocial behavior. This little kid know none of that. But I fought the parents. I fought the production company. I fought the society and those who listen to that music and do not condemn having this little child perform it. It's wrong. It's wrong. So these are the things in our news report today. This was going on in society. We got this, people. We got to stand up and be the man that God want us to be, and be the women that God want us to be the parents, the father, the mother, the grandfather, the grandparent, the great-great-grandmother, the great-great-grandfather. We as a community, we have to stand up and be the best that we can be. That's our culture. From the beginning of time, from the time we landed on Plymouth Rock, the time that we got on the slave ships and came to America, we have been upstanding, righteous, religious, straight-up community. And we came here, we did a lot 50,000 inventions from African Americans to this country. We support it economically, socially, politically. Every group, anybody that gets on an airplane, a boat, or drive a car across the border of America, and you decided you came here for a better life, you decided you wanted to be successful, you decided you want to take advantage of what they call the American dream, thank God for the slave who built the country to where it's at today so you can do that. There's so much hatred in the world that people don't even realize they're cutting off the hand that feed them. We need to stop. We need to look at things from a satirical point of view. We need to look at things from a godly point of view, and we need to discuss things congenially. Everybody's important to God. Everybody, God wants to prosper and be in good health. And our job as human beings on this earth is to encourage, to uplift, and to assist our brothers and sisters, irregardless religion, color, language, wherever they come from. That's our job. But it's getting very difficult, because people will turn against you like a gutter dog, like a dog in the gutter, a backyard dog. They would turn against you so quickly just for the dollar bills, y'all, just for a dollar. And so you got to be careful. Like I tell my children, be careful how you choose your friends, because you will be judged by the company that you keep. And so there's a lot of work to be done. There's a lot of things to do here at the Black Business Billionaires Network Club radio program. We try to bring economic stability, economic opportunities. We try to uplift the poor, the hungry, the needy, the uneducated. We try to take you to another level, because you don't have to. My grandfather had a third grade education, and he was an upstanding man. He can compare, he can compete, and he can comply with any other man, with any degree or any level of monies, because he was a moral, ethical, and he was a very a common sense man. And so these are qualities that a lot of people do not have. They got wealth. They got academic ability. They have academic accolades. They got letters behind their names, more than alphabets. But they do not have no common sense, and they do not know how to relate and how to assist others. And so this is what we're dealing with at this point. But we're gonna have our sister, Ms. Carolyn Smith, is going to come on and talk about the financing opportunities that she have to offer. And she was on a minute ago. I know she was scheduled for 7:30, so she's coming back. But people learn to earn, learn to understand. Bible said, be slowful to anger, and be swift to common sense and humility. We don't have a lot of humility in the world anymore. We don't have people willing to listen to others. We don't have good listeners. Sometimes I find that you it's very helpful for yourself if you are a good listener. As a former retired psychologist, that was my job, to listen and to deeply understand what I was dealing with in my evaluations and in my psych evals, to listen to people and find out what is going on in their mental condition. And so as a father, I learned to listen. As a grandfather, great-great-grandfather, as a husband, you know, definitely when you become a husband, you're going to learn. If you don't know how to listen, get you a wife. You will learn then. You will learn exactly how to listen at that point. But there's so much need to be done. There's a lot of confusion in the world. Everybody have their perspective. Everybody have their understanding, and everybody's trying different maneuvers, different ways to change their behaviors. And a funny thing happened to me, and I'm going to play this. because it was so funny and everybody was calling me. I have a friend in Ethiopia, and his grandson is a young guy. He's about a young fella. He's about 10, and he was performing. He was performing a little song that he wrote. It's in Amharic. It's in which is the Ethiopian language, Amharic, and then he, some of the words he would put in English. Well, you know what the funny thing that happened? It was like a prank almost, but I wasn't pranking anyone. I sent the video out to people, and in the song, he says in English, "You lied to me," and well. Everybody was calling me and asking me, what did they do? What did they do? When did they lie to me? So it was very, very funny because this song that they heard from this young kid, and they thought I was saying that they were lying to me. They thought I was playing the song for them, but I was basically playing it for purpose of entertainment and to give people a chance to listen to my friend's grandson. So here is the song, and this is his grandson singing. And so the part where he says, "You're a liar to me," his broken English, you know, he's speaking in English at that point. Everybody thought that I had sent that video to them because I thought that I felt they lied to me. And so, you know, it was just so funny that everybody felt guilty about that. But, you know, at this point, we're waiting for, we're gonna bring on Minister Mr. Vince. Well, let me put it right. Mr. Minister Vince, and he's going to talk a little bit about his finance program, which is fantastic. If you really want some compulsory savings and you really want to take a small amount of money and double it, triple it in a small amount of time, it's a great funding opportunity as well. And I'm going to bring on Mr. Minister Vince, and I'm going to bring on Dr. Benjamin Bridges from Experiencing Spiritual Unity and Meditation show that comes on tomorrow, Saturday, between 7 p.m. and 9 p.m., same time my show comes on. And I'm going to bring on Dr. Benjamin Bridges. I'm going to bring on Mr. Vince as well. And they're going to talk about the finance program, the finance opportunities. And then about that time, Mrs. Carol Smith should be on, and then we can discuss with her as well. Let's give him a nice hand and join him to the Black Business Radio Network Cloud.
Radio show. And his brother's on there.
Well, you know, we had Mr. Minister Vince on, and he dropped off. So I'm going to get back with you as well. Is this Mrs. Carol Smith? Is this Carol Smith?
No, this is Pastor King Melvin Brown.
Oh God! Welcome, welcome, welcome. Let's give you a good Captain King Melvin Brown. Give a nice hand, join him to the show. Come on, y'all, get up.
Thank you, my King brother.
Long time. We haven't had you on the show. We want to know what you've been doing, what's happening, what's going on. Tell us something.
Oh, definitely blessings to the ancestors and all the brothers and sisters. Just been a singer-songwriter and publisher of magazines and radio and television and a company called Multimedia.
I caught a picture of you in oh my God, I forgot the man's name. One of the greatest producers in the history of producers in America. What about 50 years, 50 something years? What's his name? Clyde Davis. Clyde Davis.
Oh yeah. Yes, yes.
I caught a picture of you and one of these wonderful magazines somewhere. And you hanging out with Clyde Davis and what y'all just making music, getting ready to develop some projects.
Well, yeah, I was at I have a my booking agent, you know, keep me, you know, in contact with all these kind of moguls and whatnot, because I'm in the same industry. So we, he was fascinated about the magazine. So we're going to be, you know, doing some interviews and all that kind of stuff. So he's really fascinated about the magazine, because we committed to, if it's not good news, we ain't doing it, you know, kind of just stay with the positive stuff. So at that particular event, you know, we were taking a photo together because it's more than a lot of negative news. So he was glad to know that I'm going to be in the good news business. So,
amen.
But
we need some good news.
Because we got more. God explained to me, so when he took this, when he set this company up, this multimedia company, radio, television, and print media, he said, you got to make sure that people understand. Don't get caught up in the illusion that there's not good news going on. God said there's more good news than bad news, but we have to take the airways back for the great things that you're doing on radio. We have to take the airways back and make sure that people do know. But the cameras that be, you know, they in that kind of news, and we need to be in the good news, and that's what I'm committed to. So I'm grateful that I can let everybody know there's a whole lot of good things going on. You're doing great things, letting people know about what's available to them in the community. So you're doing this, you're doing great work yourself, you know. So my next big event is the 30th. We're going to do Across America, transformation of humanity. We have a movement that's getting ready to launch. Been putting it together for about 40 years. We're going to be doing that December the 30th, 8 to 11 in Times Square. And everybody that's about light and about positiveness and about transformation, everybody get it twisted and talk about, well, we're going to transform the world. The world was better off when untuned beings wasn't here. The world has always been in harmony with God. So the people that's in the world, that's what we're focusing on, being transformed. Every human being need to get to their higher self. And when I say your higher self, to Christ, my dear leader, teaching God, Christ, he was probably one of the greatest examples. You know, I and my Father are one. So we're about making sure that another human being cannot deal with another human being with their lower self. It's time now for us to be our higher self, become one with our Holy Spirit, and be able to be in harmony with our higher selves, so that our experience in life with each other will be epic, amazing, and that's what we're going to be standing for. We have some partners that we're going to, that's been developing these systems from children and institutions, and we're going to take it, you know, make conventions all around America, and take a nice bus tour and make sure that everybody's clear. Time for us to be our higher God conscious selves. So we're excited about that, and I'm committed. I know you're committed, because you've always been doing positive, great work. So
some of the most powerful people in that going to be in that room that night. It's a nonprofit event, so we ask everybody to make, you know, a donation, whatever is on their heart to bring, to be able to come that night and see how they could partner up with us. We have an all philanthropist. That's why I like the name of this radio show, the Billionaires Club. You know, I love it because we're going to be needing billions. All the philanthropists that's really in tune with themselves going to be there because they want to put their money to make sure that we launch transform humanity in America, and eventually we're going to go global. Because at this time, people are ready for some light. They know this was coming. So here it is.
Such as times like these, and you're so correct, we definitely need positive influence. We need to understand that everything is not gloomy. The news media, they preponder on sensation, you know, excitement, deprivation, you know, they play on people's emotions. You know what I'm saying? They take a bad situation and they just keep it on and on and on and on. And that's how they make their money. That's how they get people to watch their news programs and television programs. And so the gloom and the doom, you know, is preponderous, but it's prosperous, and it brings on a lot of interest, you know, the doom and the gloom. You know what I'm saying? So it's good that we got news, you know, reporting like yours that's bringing us good news. Everybody's not bad. Everybody's not thief. Everybody's not a liar. Everybody's not a pimp. Everybody's not a hoe. Everybody's not dying. Everybody's not crying. You know, there's some good stuff going on. You know, and like you say, God wants us to talk about it. You know, God wants us to talk about it. And, you know, I tell people on the program that you get up in the morning and you can choose to be the best man.
Come on.
You look in the mirror and say, hey, I am somebody. I'm going to act like somebody. I'm going to walk like somebody. I'm going to talk like somebody. I'm going to treat others like I'm somebody. My grandmother said, you get the respect that you give, you know. And so it's good. It's good, brother, what you're doing. And the spiritual upliftment of folks and your program with the spiritual upliftment and the awareness of oneself spiritually, that is just fantastic. Talk a little bit about that.
Well, I'm just I'm grateful and I'm humbled. I tell people I came from non-physical. I'm spirit, and I decided to come here and teach a philosophy called the mind-tuning philosophy. And the mind-tuning philosophy is basically love, joy, peace, and prosperity. And I let everybody know when we were non-physical, before we took on these bodies, when you go to Genesis 1:29, it said, let us make man in our image and likeness. What do you think that meant? I think, again, my dear leader, teacher, and guide, Jesus Christ, before, in my humble opinion, before they distort his teaching, he was trying to let us know, listen, if you become one with your Heavenly Father, the Holy Spirit within you, of course miracles are possible. But if you want to just live an average and ordinary, out-of-tune life and be a human being, you know, you can go to school, go to get education, you know, and meet the right people and save your money. And you can do it that way, too. We got tons of stories about how people have made it and whatnot. But there's a magical and a powerful way to not just do average and ordinary. We talking about doing extraordinary stuff. So when I teach mind tuning, I said, I'm giving you the true knowledge of self. We heard that term bandied about knowledge of self. No, I'm talking about the true knowledge of self, because if you know who you really are, it's knowing the way you're going to accept mediocrity. We're creators. We're creators. And if we understand that we're not who we think we are, I got real clear that I wasn't just Pastor Guru King Melvin Brown. I was more than that. I and my Father are one. So when I say I and my Father are one, I have to, if I have my Father, I'm taking some of his characteristics. I'm not average and ordinary. I'm a creator. I can be, do, and have anything I want. And I'm letting everybody know, even that man under the bridge, if he decides, wake up and say and find out who he really is, and he know how to tune himself to his higher frequency, he will be able to manifest anything, because anything we ever see, from billions of dollars to skyscrapers, came from the imagination and our own brains and minds. This physical being who we are is unlimited. And my job from non-physical, when I saw that down in the wheel of time, that I saw that we were missing stuff, I said, if we are a group of people that don't own our own money, our own food, our own clothing, and our own shelter, and just because we could put a suit and tie on it, we can function, and if you don't think there's something out of balance with that, if the powers that be says, I'm not putting no money in that community, I ain't putting no food, clothing, no shelter, we are in bad shape. So we have to understand, there's nothing stopping us but the stuff between our ears. So I'm teaching a philosophy called the mind-tuning philosophy. If you don't be, do, and have, and don't have what you want in your life, and your life ain't showing up like it's supposed to, it's okay. You're not a bad person. You're just out of tune, and you really don't know who you are, and you don't know that you have a magic genie lamp with a genie with inside of you that give you unlimited possibilities. I came here and on planet Earth and had to be a human being and learn the lessons and how to live on planet Earth and all that kind of stuff. And then at a certain age, you're supposed to know by this age, I'm 71 young, I'm supposed to know what I do want out of life, because we came here as scientists to figure out what we want in life, what we don't want in life. By this time, I know what I want, what kind of life I want. At 71, I better know. So I'm just grateful that you have this platform that people can really be empowered and know that there's so much good stuff going in the world. I'm talking about when I wake up, everybody, that when the world away is going right now, Jesus said it best. I have to quote my dear leader, teaching God. He said, be in the world. And I ain't going to say the rest because everybody knows the rest. Be in the world, but not of the world. And how do you do that? I meditate. I make sure I get up 3 to 4 o'clock in the morning before the mice or anything is moving. Sometimes we think we get up in the morning just to go to the restroom. Oh, no, you can go to the restroom, but you need to be still and know that I am God. I get up 3 or 4 o'clock to have me one of them little cooking clocks that your mom used to bake turkeys and cookies with and all that stuff. And I train my mind to just focus on that ticking with the objective of clearing your mind. Because when you get in the stillness, this is why the society do not want that mind to be quiet. That's why there's so much distractions. So you can stay out of tune. We take more stimuli from without ourselves and started doing it the opposite way, having stimuli from within. The Holy Spirit wants to talk to you. This Holy Spirit wants to talk to everybody. But we want to keep stimuli. We don't want to be quiet. We don't want to sit still because we might be scared to find out what we're going to know. It took me a journey, too. It took that scared the boots out of me. But when I found out that every solution and everything I want, I have access, I could download to infinite intelligence, because we all have access. Like Christ was saying, I am a Father, one. We all have access to the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit knows all things. I spend most of my time making sure that I'm not stimuli from the outside, movies, this and that. And every time I don't have anything to do, I go into the quiet space and I tune myself, because you have to, everything is vibration. Everything is vibration. The universe, when you start meditating, focusing on meditating, what you really do, you're raising your vibration from the earthly plane to the higher astral plane, where all of the great ideas and all of our ancestors are trying to help us and guide us along the way. But you, if you're on the wrong frequency, you can't hear them because you're out of tune. So when you get into a steady practice, we call it the mind tuning practice meditation, where you raise your vibration up, because you can't hear BLS if you're on KTU. Our ancestors will be trying to talk to us all the time, but we don't raise our vibration up so that we can get them clear vibrations. Just like that car has a GPS out there, we got a GPS. And our GPS is simple. If it doesn't feel good, that's God saying, no, you don't need to go that way. But if it feels good, that's your Holy Spirit guiding you the right way. It's that simple. And our grandparents, they were so wise. They were in tune. They were simple people, but they were wise beyond wise, because they had a connection. They had a connection with their Holy Spirit. So I'm here to say, my dear King brothers and sisters, we just so out of tune. But I'm no different than nobody else. I was out of tune like anybody else. But I tell you one thing, I ain't never going to get back out of tune ever again, because I had to learn that there was a pathway to everything. And I was being interviewed one time, and a person said, well, you know, a jack of all trades and a master of none. I mean, well, what's going on with that? I said, I know people say schizophrenic is this and spirit. I said, I'm a singer, songwriter. I'm a business a person. I'm a pastor. I said, I am everything, and everything is me.
Mm.
We're powerful beings. When we look at each other, if we look at each other without getting disconnected with our individuality, I will see myself in you, my dear King brother, and I would see my reflection of me in your eyes, and that's the higher self of seeing we really one. It looks like an illusion that we all different people. No, that's just the illusion. When we understand that I am you and you are me, I have to love you. I have to respect you, because we're the same. Now, we know nobody got our fingerprint for a reason. We got our little differences. I think the universe and God put all these different people on the planet Earth at the same time so we can learn something, so we can learn how to get along. I mean, I can't be disconnected from you because you might have I always like to say we can disagree without being disagreeable. So I'm just grateful that I'm in this planet Earth to be the best me that I possibly can be. And I'm having a seminar coming up February the 14th called the Mind Tuning Overview, so people can really understand about how to get themselves in tune, and also teach a course called The Fountain of Youth. Oh, my God. The Fountain of Youth is real, my friends. And I'm saying that because I'm 71 young. I'm not on no medication, and I run like a shot. I am getting younger and younger because I am a master faster. I fast for 30 days and beyond. When God was telling us in Genesis 1:29, I call it the divine diet. He was saying in so many words, I the one that made this body. Do you think I can tell you what to put in it? He's telling us to be close to vegan as possible. Eat from the hand of God, natural. Eat natural and close to the hand of natural and stay away from all these processed foods and things that we that makes us old. Now, when I was eating my, what I call my cultural diet, it was I always play on words. Did you die yet? Because when I was eating my cultural diet, I was borderline high blood pressure. I was borderline diabetic. I said, "Would you?" And then the doctor said, "If you come in with these cholesterol numbers, these numbers like that, I've got to put you on medication." I said, "Doc, you see me in 90 days, and we're gonna see about that." God said, my Holy Spirit was talking to me and said, "Now you know better than that. You know better than that. You better get in that room for 4 days." 4 days. I stayed in that room and did nothing but drink alkaline water. I ain't drinking that. I went in that room like a fat, pudgy old guy. And when I came out in 4 days, my nieces and nephews said, "Oh, my God, you went in there like an old man, and now you coming out there like a young. What the?" I'm telling you, God gave us fasting, because when you eat the right things and you make sure every month I fast for 4 days. 4 days I lock myself away from humanity, and me and God we be shouting, we be having a great time. And when I come off my 4 days, when you fast like that, that's taking the 70 to 100 trillion cells and rebooting them. And remember, if you eat according to way God gave you a manual for this body. You got to eat right. You got to breathe right. You got to put the right stuff in there. You got to, if you, and fasting and cleansing and eating the right stuff and getting the right rest, every 3 years, you're supposed to have a new body. This is the only machine that rebuilds itself. This is the biggest delusion on the planet. There's no such thing. Now, listen to me. There's no such thing as old age, disease, sickness, and premature death. I'm going to say it again. It may look like it's real, but it's not. I'm a living example. I was getting old like everybody else. One day I was trying to put my arm in my suit jacket. I had arthritis in my joint so bad, I couldn't even put my arm in my suit jacket. And then, you know, you drive a car and you put your arm behind the car to get back up. I couldn't even do that. I said, whoa. You know better than this. And I went in there and went back to my lifestyle of fasting and meditating and eating the right stuff. And I mean, literally, I have reversed the aging process. Now, I know that some people are on medication. There's a different fast. I create what they call a fasting community. There's so many ways to fast that you probably already know. You being a reverend and a pastor, there's so many ways. If you're on medication, you just can't fast the way I fast. But there is a way where you supposed to shut your system down and eat properly and be able to have your system get a rest. Because just think about it. If you have a car and you never shut it off or put it in the garage, it's got to break down. If you're pushing food in your face 24/7 and you ain't resting, you're going to wear that system out. You have to. We have to learn. When you a grown person, you ain't supposed to be eating no 20, 30, 40, 50, 10 meals all day long. No wonder we ain't got no energy, because it takes 36 to 24 hours to digest one meal, one. That's why when you get up in the morning, you eat them pancakes and them biscuits, you first thing you want to do, your eyelids is like bags of cement. You almost want to fall out in your plate. I'm just saying, my dear brother and sister, the masters only leave these bodies. Listen to me. The masters only leave this divine body when they are ready. They lay it down when they are done. And the worst thing, when I came here, God said, "You better go and teach. You better go and teach humanity. Here it is. I've given everybody a special gift. You bring the planet Earth. I bring genius in the world." And you know, you know that joke. The richest place on the planet is the graveyard, because we leave all of our our dreams have never manifest because we are dying too early, thinking 60 and 70 is really old. Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? If we ain't doing 120 and better, we have a tune. And everybody's rushing. Well, I got to hurry up and get this done. Of course you're going to hurry up and get this done because you're eating wrong and you know your day. The number, they said the wages of sin is death. If you sin this body and putting dipsy doodles and snackaroos and gummy bears in, are you serious? God don't make no junk, so why are you going to eat junk? I mean, tell you why. Because your mind is out of tune. Here you say you're an intelligent being. And you eating junk food. Something wrong with that picture. You can't tell me. Well, I came from Harvard. And then, okay, I'm getting ready to say, oh, he came from Harvard. He must know something. But, yeah, you eating junk food. I said, whoa. Something ain't balancing up right. You came from where? Well, I came from Harvard. And you eating dipsy doodles and junk food. Whoa, you out of time. I ain't listening to you. You don't even know how to eat. Now I'm going to listen to you. I don't think so, but I just I'm grateful that I could just share because February the 14th, when I do the mind tuning seminar, I tell people it's just a conversation, just one of the most powerful conversations of the 21st century. You may resonate with it, and you may not resonate with it. But I'm just having a conversation, and thank God. Most people say, no, I'm ready for this conversation. I'm looking at you, 71, and you can run. You moving like that? Your skin is looking like that? But you just saw me years ago, man. I was checking out of here like everybody else. So I'm grateful that I had a chance to chat with you a little bit. You know, it's been a minute, you know, and always was fascinated about who you be and how you show up in the world. So God bless you, my king brother.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that. And it's always a pleasure having you on with the information that you're bringing to us. Because like you say, some things are over a period of years. Some things make sense and some things don't. Some things one can conclude with and some things one cannot. And, everything you said is on point. You know, there's no arguments whatsoever. We know, the differences are now. A lot of people like yourself are getting themselves back into shape and you know, and older people are living longer and they're exercising and having a wonderful life. You know, after 60, they said life after 60, what is it like? And a lot of people are very competitive, and they're showing that, you know, there's a lot one can do, you know, after that.
Amen.
And you're right about the eating and the fasting. So important, the natural foods and the fasting and keeping all that stuff together. I know I've been abusive, you know, with a lot of things, you know.
Well, we all have.
But I do fast. Much as I can. I fast as much as I can and I put down the bad foods and get to the good foods, you know what I'm saying? And you know, I'm learning to get slow but, like we say down South Carolina, slow but show. You know.
make
the difference in things that we have to do, you know what I'm saying? Because everybody's body is different, y'all, and like he said, there's, you know, different stroke for different folks, different ways in which one can get themselves together. I see a lot of these older guys in the gym, and they're trying to do the same thing them young boys that been in there for a minute, but they doing it. And I ain't trying to do what they do. You know, I'm going to do what do until I get to that point, work my way up.
That's
there. Like you say, sometimes these joints and the arthritis in the shoulders and things of that sort.
Mm-hmm.
And so you're dealing with all kinds of stuff going on. You get a certain age and you were abusive over a period of time. Then it's going to take some time, people, to redeem oneself.
Amen.
You know, my
Amen.
Grandma would say, trouble's easy to get into, but hard as hell to get out of. And, you know, any kind of trouble. It's easy to get into. John Lewis used to say, get into good trouble. You know, Yeah. These are good troubles easy to get into and hard to get out.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So,
for sure, it is
a situation where we have to learn, you know. And then if you see things ain't working for you, folks, let it go.
Come on
the
now.
Bible says right
Come
on offend
now.
You, cut it off. I mean, let things go. You know, we hold on to things because of tradition, because of family, because sometimes people, you got forced pride. You don't want to let nobody know. You know,
you're
but
right there.
If it's messing with your life, messing with your ability, my mother passed at 101, and she was in a nursing home and et cetera. And, you know, people is not a good place. Nursing home is not a good place. I don't. People say, well, there's these private nursing homes, and you can spend $14,000 a month or some kind of craziness. It'd be better, but no. You can spend $15 million a month if you want to. It's not a good place to be. If you can sustain yourself, and that's one thing I pray to God and ask God, let me live long, but let me be able to take care of myself.
Yeah,
you know?
Absolutely.
I have 8 children, but I don't want to depend on no children because a lot of times y'all can't depend on them, you know.
What?
Sometimes because sometimes they can't do better, and sometimes, you know,
You're just right about that.
Yeah,
so
you're right, because, you know, more people say, well, you know, I took care of them, and it's time to take care of me, you know. And that would be nice, you know what I'm saying? That would be nice if that's how
right.
the world
if it
works.
Turns out that
and I'm
way.
Saying there's some beautiful kids out there, you know, but I've seen but I've seen this where your children, not your children, not your blood children, not your birth children, treat you better than your birth children sometimes, you know. And
that's
so you know, sometimes that kid that you help down the street stick closer to you than glue, than your own blood children you brought into the world. And so like King Melbourne is saying, you know, you have to prepare yourself for the unknown.
Amen.
Because you don't know what's coming up in, you know, 10 years from now, 20 years from now, when you hit that senior citizen level, you don't know in terms of help. I even look at Social Security, and they're talking about they're closing that down, you know, and they don't want to give nobody no money. They want to cut it 30%. And what happens to the people if they cut it 30%? But they got $100 billion to give to some country to go to some war. But they can't take care of their own people here. So that shows you how people will, you know, sometimes they're not going to be there for you, people. That's the primary factor.
So whatever you can do
to sustain yourself, to hold yourself up.
You're right there. You're right there because most people, I let people know, to your surprise, if your mind is tuned, you came here with all power. You don't need to depend on nobody. When you really in tune and you and the Holy Spirit are best friends and you tied into the universe, you have the power to say be, and it is, and you can attract anything. I'm a living example. I'm a human being that's walking on two legs, but when I tune that stuff between my ears, I ain't got to wait for nobody. I ain't got to ask for nobody for nothing. We didn't come here powerless like some of us, the way the society may dictate that we need so much help outside of ourselves. No, everything you need, you came here with. You may not know it, but when you do know it, you feel so liberated. Come on, somebody, because you know you came here with all power, and you have everything. When you think you don't have everything, that's the disconnect. You have to understand that I am connected to unlimited possibilities and unlimited resources. If you think for one moment that there's limited resources, then you got duped. You got duped. There is no such thing as unlimited resources. And you think it's always evolving, always evolving. No. When you understand that everything is possible, you live, people ask me, how are you going to be living in love, joy, and peace
in the wars and all that. I said, I live in La La Land on purpose. My Christ told me, be in the world but not of the world. No, I'm sitting up there enjoying my life because I know how to don't get a steady diet. I stay informed, of course, but a steady diet of that stuff? Are you kidding me? When all the love, joy, and peace around me, before, after a while, you can't even spell the coffee. You can't even give God praise. When you wake up, you can't even, wait a minute, I got so much to shout and praise for, and you think I'm going to get a steady diet of the world? I don't think so. I've been there, done that. But when I'm walking, I'm walking. I have endless, my life is priceless. You can't even pay for the consciousness and the light that I found in Christ. It's just a powerful state of being. And on December the 30th, some of the people, the greatest powerful people of light, going to be in that room because we know we came from non-physical to do this work, to be able to uplift humanity. Because right now, humanity, they figured out, man, I thought if I had the car, I thought if I had the trophy wife, I thought if I had all the money, I thought, there's something still missing? Yes, it is. Hello? You and the Holy Spirit have not become one. Once that happens, all your eyes open fully up and you are clear. There's nothing missing. Because I am everything and everything is me. It's a magical, powerful time to be in existence, but you need to be conscious. You can't be, I don't be walking around here worried about nothing. That's an illusion. No worried? Oh, no. If you're one with the Holy Spirit and you and the Holy Spirit are best friends, loneliness? I don't even know what that, I don't know how to spell that, loneliness. You know, all these cars out here, all these buildings out here, all these billions of people out here, and you what? You lonely? That's a lonely state of mind, man. You ain't supposed to be lonely. What is that? You came in the world so-called by yourself, and you're going to leave so-called by yourself. You grow up. Put the big boy pants on. Stop it. And you got to get rid of those limited beliefs. You touched on it. If something does not work for you anymore, limited beliefs, don't hold on to it. Let it go. You can't. If some people know they can ride a two-wheeler and they still got the training wheels on. Come on, somebody. Stop it. Get them training wheels off and ride that two-wheeler and stop holding on to limited beliefs. That's going to hold you back. If it doesn't feel good, my friends, that's your Holy Spirit trying to guide you and say, it's not good no more. You remember those cartoons when you had the angel on one side of you and then you like a swivel head, you in the middle, and you had the devil on the other side of your shoulder? That's what's going on. If you got a tug of war, that means you don't know who to listen to. That you got a tug. Anytime you got negative emotions, that means you are disagreeing with your Holy Spirit, and you're leaning on your own understanding. That's what that means. Your limited human understanding. So it's just a blessing. If they want to come to be in that meeting, they have to mention your name, and they need to call me. If it's all right, I can give my number out.
Oh, yes. Give all your contact information, yes.
917-576-8727. That's 917-576-8727. And I thank you. I'm on WPAT every Wednesday from 3 to 4, and I talk about mind tuning the fountain of youth. And if you want to be in that room with the most powerful people that's going to be in the transformation business of humanity and help plan this tour across America, talking about positive thinking and transforming our lives and having this mind-tuning consciousness, you need to call me at that number and be in that room because it's time for us to be who we, not who we think we are, who we really are. Thank you, my King brother.
Now, you said your radio program. When is that on, and how can they get onto the radio program?
That's a great question. Thank you. Uh, it's,
if you got those fancy devices called computers and iPads, all you got to do is put in a browser WPAT930AM.com. And if you got the good old-fashioned radio, you just put it on the AM station and put the dial on 930, and from 3 to 4, you'll hear Pastor Guru King Melvin Brown talking about the mind-tuning philosophy. I have a booking agent, and I'm becoming so busy because, thank God, that people want to hear how they can be, do, and have anything. And people say, well, there's not many guarantees. No, there is some guarantees. I'm here to tell you, I don't believe there is guarantees. If you're in tune with your Holy Spirit, just like our dear leader, teaching God Christ, he was trying to tell us so many ways that when you have that relationship, miracles happen. You just don't live no average and ordinary life. Okay, I go, you know, I eat, sleep, you know, and I go to work and pay some bills, and then I die. You know, you don't live no life like that. When you've got a relationship with the Holy Spirit, you're going to live an extraordinary life, and you're going to do extraordinary things. That's who we are. That's why we ain't satisfied when we do average and ordinary.
Amen.
Because we're not average and ordinary. We are not. We are not. I repeat, we are not average and ordinary. That's why average and ordinary do not satisfy us. Oh, no. I got to do extraordinary stuff.
Amen. Amen. I would like, maybe we can open up some of the lines and some of the listeners can ask some questions or something.
So I have some time, yes. Thank
as
you
well.
So much, for sure.
Okay, so we open up 516-591. 516-591, your mic is open. You're on with King Melvin.
Can you hear me?
I can hear.
Yes, we can hear you.
Okay, I don't know. I appreciate what you guys are doing. It's tremendous. You know, it's tremendous information. You know, saying how you tune yourself into Christ and spend time 4 days, you know, 4 days a month, and just give that a priority, and really tune yourself in. I really appreciate that. If I had to ask a question, do you have other, you know, you're saying eat good, breathe good, and, you know, fill your head with good thoughts. Do you have any other specific techniques that you might mention? And also meditation you mentioned. So I guess that's a full boatload that you mentioned. If there's anything else you might add, it's helpful.
Well, it's like anything else. You just have to steady practice of it. Like, that's why I teach a lot of people privately, because it's a practice like anything else. You know, I used to meditate sometimes, and then sometimes I wouldn't. It's almost like the farmer. I love telling the stories about the farmer. The farmer plants a seed, and he knows that if he does not water it and till the weeds out of it every single day, get up before sunrise, if he didn't do that, he knows he's not going to see a crop. It's the same thing when we are cultivating our minds. We must have a steady diet of it so that you can guarantee that you will have a crop. But if I used to do it sometime, and then we have to understand, I'm going to drop one on you. I don't care what we thought or what we've been taught. You, my friend, create your own life experience. You create your life experiences. If you think it, listen to me, it's all in the Word. If you think it, and you say it long enough, it's going to show up. Be it good or be it bad, because you're a creator. We are powerful creators. We speak those things as though they already exist. The power is in the power of the tongue. When you understand that, wait a minute, everything I say going to come true?
be it good or be it bad, you're going to be a little more responsible of what you think, what you feel, and what you say, because you know. You know now. You are woke now. When I'm teaching you, you can't go back to sleep. Want the red pill or the blue pill? But we're waking up now. All of the gods, kings, and queens are waking up. We have to. We can no longer stay asleep. You have to be your highest up. If you don't, you're going to get lost.
It's a beautiful message you're delivering. I really appreciate it.
Thank you, my king brother.
I once read a question, you know, in line with your what you're expressing here, and I would share with you and Ron, what great thing would you accomplish today if you knew you could not fail?
Oh, I love this kind of mindset. Now that's wise and that's wisdom. That's wise because we can create, we can be, do, and have anything we want. Sorry. There's no mystery behind that. We came here non-physical with all power. We just got to get lined up with it, the new trinity, as I call it in the mind tuning philosophy, my spiritual self being one with the universe and my spirit self and my physical self. You get them three trinities lined up, everything is possible, and I emphasize everything. Fun. It's the fun. It's the best way to be in the world. Trust me, I was in the world untuned and sleep, and I was, oh, boy, I was a case. Lord, what? But now, every day, it's priceless. Every moment is priceless. When I see my king and queen brother on the street and, everybody said, well, you in La La Land. Yes, yes, I choose to be in La La Land. I do not want to be I do not want to be on what we call so-called reality. I don't want that. So-called reality sucks. I don't want that. I had that. And when you're not in tune, this is where our health go bad, too. When you in tune, everything is in harmony. Everything. Your health, wealth. Everything is in harmony. So thank you for listening, my king brother. There's a lot of beings out there that's ready to come to the light, and they know they have their gift to bring to humanity, and that's what we're doing on December the 30th. Everybody's bringing their gift. All of these conscious beings, we knew we was going to get this call. It's like superheroes coming together and putting their gifts together to make sure humanity rise to the light. It's a beautiful thing to be able to help humanity rise. Oh, my God. It's epic. It's epic.
Have you ever heard about the migration of the monarch butterflies?
No, I haven't.
The monarch butterfly, they migrate from the Florida all the way up into Canada. And on the way back, you know, there's life and a death cycle going on, and their lives are extended in that journey.
Wow, that's deep. See, these are the kind of things that we talk about in a circle and sharing each other our wisdom, because nobody has it all. Everybody has to put their gift into the fold, so to speak, so that we can all become 100% one. It's just a great time to be alive, especially when you got your mind tuned. Beautiful. Thank you for that pearl of wisdom. That's great.
You're welcome. And thank you also.
Yes. Oh, my goodness.
Well, we're going to have you on our show eventually, Ron. Yes. Yes, yes, yes.
Oh, yeah, definitely, definitely.
Yeah.
I just got the phoniest voice. That's Mr. Desmond Lynch. He is the man himself. So good to have you on the show as well, Desmond. Good to have you on.
You got it. Thank you.
And King Melvin is a great, 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 great instructor. He's a great teacher. He's a great, what they call these people now, motivator.
He's a great, master. He's great, a master in the making.
Great. And I love. I love that analogy that you gave about butterflies and Canada and going back and forth. Because,
oh, that was
deep. Yeah, something about communal. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Because it's something about we as a people. We got so sophisticated and so high tech. We lost communal living. We lost that concept of communal living. And I just remember that because when I was growing up in South Carolina, dirt poor, but they say dirt poor South Carolina. But I get that being descriptive here. There was one lady. We had a drought one year back in the early 60s. And there was one lady, for some reason, I don't know what it was, but it rained on her property. But it didn't rain on other people's property for months. And she had a beautiful crop. And she would feed everybody in the area. She was an old lady, and she would feed everybody. And that's what we had back in those days. We had communal living. If I had rice and you had beans, we had rice and beans, and somebody bring a chicken, we used to have these farmers' picnics where everybody come and bring something to the table. You said you talked about King Melvin, you talked about the cultural food and the ethnicity of food and culture. And, we had these picnics where everybody would come and bring food. And one thing I remember is that no child went to bed hungry. Nobody starved. Everybody would help. Everybody would feed everybody. You know what I'm saying? And so, and the water was from the well, so water was pure, it's clean, and it was alkalized. It was 100% everything that you want. You know what I'm saying? So we had everything. Like we were rich. I say dirt poor South Carolina, but it's not really that. It was a very enriched place. Enriched with love, enriched with culture, enriched with support of one another, and my claim to fame is, you know, comes from my growing up there and my experiencing that, because I also grew up in Harlem at this, you know, simultaneously, and but my foundation and my learning of life and how to get from one place to the other and loving God and loving people came from that culture down there, that Southern culture in South Carolina. And so, but we got away from that, people. We got away from that communal living.
Amen.
Where I, Amen. the village really, everybody, white, black, rich, poor, indifferent, everybody said it takes a village to raise a child. That's an old African proverb that took on a life of itself over hundreds of years, and everybody says that now, but we're not really living that. The village is really not
Amen.
Raising the child. I think the child is
Amen.
Raising the village, you know,
Uh-oh.
And vice versa.
Uh-oh.
The child is raising the village,
Amen.
And so the village is not raising the children. And so we have to get back. We have to get back there, people. We have to get back to that communal living. We have to get back to being resourceful, being community minded. And we have to find friendship and fellowship
Amen.
And love and closeness with everybody. Somebody
Amen. Amen.
Has to teach everybody how to love somebody. And this is such an important thing. The humanity is gone. I'm just observing behaviors in war. where we hate one person, one group, but we love the other group. But we don't. We find humanity in the group that we love, but we can't find humanity in the group that we don't love. Humanity has both sides. When you talk about humanity, people, that's
called, come on, preach.
It's no pick and choose. It's no him or her. It's no cute or beautiful. It's no fat or skinny. You know, it's no tall or short. Humanity is for everyone. And if you cannot see the humanity in your brother and in your sister,
come on,
especially the Bible says, God is going to question, how did you treat a person who didn't look like you, who didn't talk like you, who didn't pray like you, who didn't speak like you? Didn't the Bible say, be kind to a stranger?
Amen.
And be careful how you entertain a foreigner. So love is love is love is love. And so, people, we got a lot to learn about communal living. We got a lot to learn about the village. We got a lot to learn about getting together and establishing changes. And as you say, your thoughts and your feelings will your thoughts and your feelings and your love and will keep you young, will keep you healthy. Good thoughts, good feelings, good humanity. It's a good. I help people much as I can in all my life and since I was a kid. And people say, "Oh, why you do this? Why you do that?" It's a good feeling. I don't know how people don't understand feeding somebody, helping somebody. You know, at whatever capacity you can, because all of us can do something. It is a good feeling to reach out and help others. It's just a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful thing. And so I'm going to tell you, 571-264, your mic is open, 571-264, your mic is open, okay. 205-742, your mic is open.
Okay, Doc.
205-742.
I am here. Can y'all hear me?
Hey, how are you?
Oh, yeah. Y'all read down my alley.
I hear you, yes.
Y'all read down my alley. Y'all talking about that communal living. Cause I'm still down here in the deep south in Alabama. Can y'all hear it, my boy? We always heard it take a whole village, right, to raise a child. And you remember them days, Doc, where everybody grown was your parents?
Yes.
You do something to shame your daddy, them name, or something, you doing something that you ain't got no business, it will beat you home. We didn't have internet. We didn't have a telephone that worked. I remember. Anybody remember the party line? And it was about five folk hooked up on one telephone line. Anybody can hear what you're saying. And like you said, my granddaddy used to kill a hog or something. I know we don't supposed to be eating all that stuff, but that was the best we could do with the knowledge we had back then. And then we picked that coal this morning. And I'm talking about from if you were big enough to walk and hold a knife, you had a job on that hole. And I was being the baby child, the youngest in my family. They always gave me the hog chitlins and clean them out, cube up the hog crackers. Y'all remember hog crackers, skins as they call them now? And so, yeah, it was a beautiful time.
Yes,
and
I know.
And you know what changed, right? Amen. You know what changed? Money changed everything. You was a time when black folk needed each other, community needed each other. You had to put a handle on everybody's name. You couldn't go up and talk to your cousin. If he's old enough to be your dad, you got to respect him. He had to say, Cousin George, how you doing? You couldn't come over and say, hey, George. You couldn't do all those things. Cause I don't even care if the guy was drunk. I remember it was a few drunkers in our community, you know, they get drunk. And I went over to my neighbor house. My mama sent me over there to get some sugar or something, whatever we was out of. You know, my mama said, go over there, Cousin Mad, and ask her if she got any sugar. We'll get off the port, run over there. And I messed around there one day, wasn't on game, and I said, Maddie. I didn't call her Cutting Maddie. I said, Maddie, this man was on his stupor, drunk. He raised up out of his stupor, boy. I know you didn't call her out of her name like that. He was dead drunk. You see what I'm saying? So that's the culture that we had, even that the old people being not just right themselves made sure you were right. And so it was a beautiful time.
Amen.
In that culture. We done lost all that. Now every man for himself and God for us all in the lifestyle we live now. That's down here in the deep south. I'm 100 miles north of Mobile. And like you said, about 100 miles or so south, west of Tuscaloosa. Y'all know them famous Roll Tides and all that kind of canna, which I don't follow that much, but it's famous still. But at any rate, it takes a whole village to raise a child, and we have to get back to loving one another, needing one another. If Dr. Martin Luther King had a got out there with that campaign of the Civil Rights Movement for money, you know there's some people out there who had enough money that buy that man and package him up and put him on a shelf. We wouldn't sell nothing else no more. But he wasn't working for money. He was working for the cause. And we as people got to get back to the cause.
Amen.
We can get back to the cause. We everything ain't about a dollar bill.
Amen.
I know we need it, and you know, we got to have it because we live in a capitalistic society, and we have to have that money. Everybody know it. God know it. God know you need money. You know we got a God that know everything, know all. So he know our every need. He know our every need. And if we pray and succumb to him, what the scripture in the Bible says that if we seek the kingdom of heaven first, and all other things will be added to us.
Amen. That's the word.
And we learned that little concept. Hey, quit operating off of money. Operate off doing a good job. An old man told me, this man who told me this true story, this old man, he was a 7-day venture. He kind of, his demeanor wasn't kind of right. Most folk would consider him a crazy man. But I used to sit around and sit with that old man. And guess what that old man did? He died a millionaire. He died about $2-5 million. Working on the same job I was working on. Anyway, he told me that right here, boy, don't you never get out there ever work for money. And, you know, I thought he had lost his mind then. You know, I was a young lad then, 20, 20, 22, 21. They ain't working for money. I told him, man, I was talking to myself. I wasn't really talking to him in my own head. I'm out here for the money. Better give me money. Then he went on and broke it down to me. He told me, son, if you get out there and you're working for money, your mind going to be on your money, not on doing a job. Good. If all you got to do is do a good job. Please your boss, man. And then guarantee you, if you get out there and do a good job, you'll never have to worry about money. So I'm telling us under the sound of my voice, if we get out here and do the right things, do the things that's a blessing to other people, and I guarantee you money comes. You won't worry about no money. Treat people right. Do a good job. I don't care if you down to the lower, you just a janitor. If that's what God bless you to be the best janitor. Didn't y'all used to hear that when we were children? Didn't y'all used to hear that growing up? Be the best, whatever you
Amen.
Can be. Be the best.
That's right.
We ain't teaching that to our children no more.
Sweeper.
We teaching them with all that. Be the best sweeper you can be. And, boy, I always try to learn everything.
Amen.
Because you don't never know what you got to do in this life to make it. Don't pass up no opportunity on learning. Learn everything you possibly can. Didn't the old people tell us that? And guess what they're doing? I'm going to close out right here. Boy, you got to be 2 times better than them other folks if you ever want to be considered. Didn't they tell us that? 2 times better. Didn't they do it? Now, y'all older than me. I'm just 60 years old now. I'm just 60-year-old man. Some of y'all might got me 10
and I'm telling
you,
I'm telling you, and you know, amen, amen. 60 young.
That's what we got to get back
turn
to
you
teaching
around
our kids.
For 13.
That's up. Hey,
amen.
All that long childhood. Nowadays, they're taking kids and stuff. Hey, they're taking kids now instead of 21 grown. They're taking them 31 and 41 to get grown now. We ain't have no excuse back then. Anyway, my daddy said, when his foot hit the flow, your foot going to hit the flow, son. Let's go. So we had to work. And what's wrong with working? What's wrong with working hard? Ain't nothing wrong with working hard. Ain't going to do nothing.
It's a wonderful thing. It's a wonderful thing.
And so I close out with that.
That's right.
Let's love one another. Yes. Let's get back to the cause and stop worrying about money. Because money comes if you do a good job.
Amen.
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 Well,
amen.
Thank you so much.
And that's your, that's your southern, that's your southern appetite tonight, y'all. southern.
I love it.
But you know, but he's right. Definitely. Work is good. Work is ethics. When they talk about like kids go to sports in school and they learn, you know, they learn teamwork and they learn helping others. They learn, you know, consideration, you know. And that's why I said about communal living, where you learn teamwork, you learn to work together, you learn to help others, you learn to the infirmities of your brother, you learn to pick them up, the infirmities of your brother, and try to help your brother out. And so, you know, we have to get back to that. We're high tech.
You know what caused that? Let me jump in one more time. You know what caused that? Now, I bet you all us on the phone, then we come from a big family. You learn more from your sister and brother. You ready for the world. You were ready for the world if you got through dealing with your brothers. The brother that was closest to me, I'm the youngest. Me and my brother that were closest to me, next to me, me and him fought ever since I was big enough to put the ball down. So when I went to school, I wasn't worried about no fighting and stuff. Because you mess with me, I've been fighting ever since with my brother. Arguing and stuff in the house. So when I got in the street, boy, you mess with me, I'm ready to whoop you to death. And so it was, you know, we had to learn all that community stuff. Cause hey, how many of y'all remember that 2 or 3 you had to sleep in the same bed?
Yeah.
I wasn't big enough for
that's
everybody
right.
got
yeah,
their own
with,
room.
When somebody towing your nose.
That's right. Yeah, you got your it was 3 of us. It was 3 of us, and I'm the youngest of 8. And you know, back in the day, my dad is 92 years old and still in his right mind, driving and doing everything right now, 92. And I'm 6,
there you
I'm
go.
His baby child.
Wow.
I'm
wow.
a youngest child of 8.
Great.
And we had to do community right
wow.
there. And who knows anything about hand-me-down? All my clothes came from my old. I had 4 older brothers. And every time they outgrow the suit, it dropped down to the neck, it dropped down to me. And people come out, you can't raise that many children no more. You go back to granddad and dad them ways you can. So everybody don't get no brand new suit. Everybody going to get, you might, once a year by school, you get something brand new. But the most part, your Sunday shoes, your Sunday suits were handed down from your older brother. And so we can live community. Hmm. We don't have to live this high on the hog like we think we have to live. Every child, and you got... I ended up having 4 kids total. And I got to buy all 4 of them a brand new car. I remember a situation when I was in college. I wanted a brand new car. Well, it was you, but it brand new to me. I went to my dad and said, Dad, I found a car. I want you to get it. Boy, then I give you that old car you drive. And if you don't appreciate that one, you won't appreciate the new one. So he didn't get me no new car. He said, if you want a new You want that the car you desire in your heart, boy, that's the one you got to get a job and work for. I'm going to give you something to get you by right now. And I don't want to kill your desires. I want you to always reach for what you want. Because if I give it to you, you expect me to give it to you. You can get it for yourself. You see, all that kind of stuff make a better man out you.
True,
man.
I'm going to leave because I have to. I'm doing getting the latest magazine out. I have a magazine that I have to get out, so I have to meet with my graphic designers. But I'll be grateful to if anybody call and from this program will, you know, get a discount on our magazine called NewYorkGlobal.biz. If you go on the website, we have a web magazine on the web, and then we also have the nice, beautiful hard copies. You can check it out on www.globalnewyorkglobal.biz, and you can see the 44 beautiful page magazine online. And if you read the content and like the content, please give it a Google rating. And you can call me and mention this program, and you get a discount. The magazines are only $12. And if you mention this, you know, we can give you a discount. Just mention this show, and we'd be glad to give you a discount. All you got to do is call 917-576-8727. That number again, 917-576-8727. If you want to study about mind tuning, if you heard something that you might be interested in, I'll be glad to have private sessions with you or group sessions.
Every year,
so thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Always appreciate it, brother. Appreciate it so much.
Appreciate you. Appreciate you.
Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful.
All the best, family. All the best.
Blessings.
Bye-bye.
All the best, yes. And so, people, we want also want to give y'all I was telling you about Ed Keels. He has the finance program where he's financing 100%. And there's some provisions, people. There's some processes, you know, with Ed's program. But over and all, you know, and the wonderful thing about Ed is such a good guy. He will walk you through the process of the funding as well. And that would assist you in well, I got this. I don't know what's going on here, but anyway, these phones are something else here. These this technology here is always something going on here. I don't know how that goes, but. Well, you know, you can give me a call as well, people. 914-913-2077. Have a little phone situation here. I'm trying to figure this out. Oh, here it is. Okay. It's coming back. The technology is coming back, and I'm getting things and I'm not getting things. Things are coming through, things are not coming through. It's like, you know, up and down, all around, back and forth. I am getting things here. Yeah, so Ed Keels, E-D-K-E-E-L-S, Ed Keels, has a wonderful finance program, and he's giving 100% financing, and there's a process to it where you get 100% financing. But Ed, E-D Keels, K-E-E-L-S, and Ed's number is 813-977-7071. 813-977-7071. 813-977-7071. That's Ed, E-D Keels, K-E-E-L-S. And he has what it called Beyond Breaking Even, Inc., Beyond Breaking Even, Inc., and he has a fantastic finance program. You got a 550 credit score and over. It's a fantastic finance program, and he'll walk you through the process, and Ed is a good guy. He'll help you. You know, he'll look at your finances. He'll look at your business. He'll look at your credit. He'll look at your situation, and he'll give you some guidance. Ed's been doing this for like 40 years now or something, and you know, he will guide you through the process. He will assist you all the way, and he will give you a lots and lots and lots of counseling and assistance so that you can grow your business, you can purchase a business. And also, Ed sells businesses. He has businesses that have a great financial portfolio that they're up and running. They got bank receipts and et cetera. And they have a profit margin, and they're selling for way below market pricing, real estate as well, and existing businesses that you might be interested in, brick and mortar businesses that you might have an interest in, that Ed will help walk you through the process and help you purchase some of this, some of these things. He'll help you purchase some of these companies that's existing. He'll give you a listing of companies available across the country, and he'll assist you with the financing. So that's like one-stop shopping. Or if you have an existing business, or if you have a brand-new startup, Ed could help guide you. He's one of the guys that he's one of my go-to guys, and I've been doing financing for 50 years, but he's one of my go-to guys, and lots of opportunity. He's not just standard finance agent or your finance broker or your banker or your finance institution. He's a down-to-earth guy. You know, he's a brick-and-mortar guy. He's a blue-collar guy, hard-working guy, and he'll, you know, talk to you in that manner and assist you in getting your finances together. And the wonderful thing about it, he's willing to give information. He's willing to share, you know, his knowledge and whatnot with you as you go down this road to financing. And Ed can help you. He can help you tremendously. He's been doing this for a while now, and I find him over the years to be just incredibly good at what he does. And he's just an unassuming guy. He's just a nice guy. I mean, you know, he's a very successful guy, made his money over the years, and he's willing to stop and talk to people and help people and guide people through the process. So you can call Ed direct and just tell him that Ron Robinson referred you. And, you know, you could check out some of the opportunities. You can also go on his website. And on the website, you can get some details. You get to see some of the companies that are available. You can go to www.edkeels.com, and they have www.ifthebanksaysno.com, and it's just what it sounds like, www.ifthebanksaysno.com. www.ifthebanksaysno.com. And you can go there and you can explore Ed's business and his company and his associates and his agents and whatnot. And you can look at some of the businesses that are available for sale across the country on that site as well. And you can educate yourself on business financing and business development, business opportunities and startups, and, you know, what is a startup, you know, what is an existing corporation, what is a shelf corporation. And Ed has all this stuff on his site, and it's very educational. If you're starting out, if you're a little green, you know, as they say, in terms of understanding this whole process and how it works out, Ed's site can educate you extremely well. I mean, I recommend it. I learned so much, you know, from Ed Keels and his company. And he's just been a great guy. I mean, he's been a great guy. He's been, you know, he's been very, very good. Everybody that goes to him comes back and tell me what a good guy he is, you know. Somebody was saying something? Yeah, so everybody was telling what a great guy he is. And people, that is the show for tonight. Thank you so much for everyone coming on. Thank you for all the good conversation. Keep your head up. Stay strong. Have a wonderful weekend. You and your family be blessed. And Hezekiah Walker says, it's got to get better because God is in control. Have a good evening.
Come on, everybody. Put your hands together. It's got to get better. Oh. People come.
People come.
People go.
People go.
Your life has been.
Your life has been.
Out of control.
Out of control.